Now that the Boy Scouts are allowing gay leaders and volunteers, a few chapters have started up at lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community centers. The first is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But even with the change, the national organization has been slow to approve new chapters. Here's reporter Amy Gastelum.
Three boys hold an American flag as they lead a group in the Boy Scout Oath.
I will do my best to do my duty to God, my country.
These words are the same every Cub Scout pack uses to start a meeting. This room, with fluorescent lights and vinyl floor tiles, looks like any church parlor, fitting since churches are the most common sponsors for Cub Scout packs. But the rainbow flag on the wall gives away a subtle difference about this pack's sponsor. Oklahomans for Equality is Tulsa's only LGBT community center.
You know, I had a background in scouting through campfire when I was a little girl, and it was just it was a really good experience for me, and I wanted to have that opportunity for my boys.
That's Shauna Simpson, mother of two Cub Scouts here. Even though the Boy Scout national policy changed to allow gay adult volunteers like Simpson, the Scouts made an exception, stating religious charters like churches could choose to ban gay leaders.
And that's what I love about the fact that we're forming it here is that, you know, these kids are walking into this and they're going to be taught respect and responsibility, but not under the eyes of scrutiny and judgment. And that's so important to me.
Simpson and other parent volunteers turned in their application forms right away, but the National Boy Scout Office hasn't acted on them. The organization says it's making changes to the application process for new charters and wouldn't comment for this story. So far, this troop has waited more than 2 months for a process that used to take 2 weeks.
So, for all of that, you earned your first rank, which is Bobcat.
Andy Grimes is the pack leader here. He's an Eagle Scout and even worked for the Scouts in the past. Last summer, when he found out the Boy Scouts changed their policy, he and his partner Keith were excited to get their sons involved.
That's where your rank skill.
Today, the boys line up to be acknowledged for the work they've done. They very formally shake hands with Grimes as he places a giant diamond-shaped sticker on their blue shirts.
It is giant because you guys did an enormously good job.
They don't know this. It should be a patch, which they can't get until they're chartered. The boys have no idea they aren't official Cub Scouts, and Graham says their unsanctioned status hurts the troop.
Initially thinking, okay, great, this is perfect because it's recruiting time. We're going to get our charter. We're going to start recruiting. We'll get all of our people trained. They'll go right in, do their fundraising, and then we'll be set for this great first year of scouting. But then now we're sitting and waiting, and we can only do what we can do on our own. We can't participate in any of the scouting activities.
Many of the parents here in Tulsa told me forming this group isn't a civil rights statement, but the no judgment zone sentiment of Oklahomans for Equality is attractive even to heterosexual parents like Lisa White.
I just hope they like it and have fun. Honestly, I was a scout as a kid and I love scouts, and I want my kids to have the experience that I had.
With that, we are finished.
Zachary, what do you like about Scouts?
That they have the best of snacks I've ever tasted.
Zachary Simpson doesn't come to Scout meetings for moral guidance or social development. His priorities reflect his age. But the adults at Oklahomans for Equality bring good snacks in hopes that in time, he'll understand why they're really there. For NPR News, I'm Amy Gastelum.